don't like it.
You want to smoke?
It's strange. It's strange.
Yo, human people, things, life forms, you know, like... People.
We have no proof that humans listen to this, so...
That's true. Yeah, okay. Please hark upon the wisdom of our guests, Chris and She. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Hello, She.
Hi.
And this is IT Stuff, and I'm Tim Apple.
Are you sure? You look more like a crab apple to me.
But yes. You have given lots of crab apple to me from your garden.
Oh, so big lumps off the apple tree this year, so ooh, they'll be bigger this time.
Yay!
Anyway, sorry. Yeah. You may have noticed Donald Trumpy McTrump face referred to Tim out of apple. Tim Cook out of apple as Tim Apple.
Well, he didn't say he whispered Cook.
Did he?
Yeah.
No.
Right. Okay.
No, he didn't do it, but he said he did.
That's his statement.
Right.
I whisper
okay.
at Tim.
He just said it really quietly and fast so nobody could hear.
Fascinating. Do we want to listen to the real thing to see whether that's true?
I think so.
We appreciate it very much, Tim Apple.
Very
Ooh,
quiet.
Oh, very
yeah,
fast.
Yeah.
Sneaky.
He's the best fast whisperer.
Fine. So here we are, fact checking on IT Stuff, BCB Radio 106.6 FM. At the end of the show, we'll be trying once again to find out just what this show needs to do to get banned from BCB Radio. So please stick around for that.
Ooh.
And let's get the programme flowing, if we can, with the world of evil in Don't Be Evil, Google. So that jingle is so much better,
oh,
thanks to your
nice.
Kaizen improvement on that jingle.
It's amazing.
It's
good
faster.
Work.
Yeah. So, one of the things big tech companies do that you might not know about out there is they've got these ethics panels of external luminaries for, you know, like plausible deniability.
Yeah.
It's for ethics.
It's to protect them rather than protect us.
It's to protect them from ethics.
I think so.
It's always good to have like an intermediary, isn't it?
It's like sun protecting SPF 100,000 on a company. Yeah.
Yeah, it helps if you've got somebody who's deeply in with the regulators.
Yes.
Like, for example, say that in amongst all your other white Caucasian males on your ethics panel, you appoint, the prominent climate change denier from the Heritage Foundation.
That's very nice.
Whose complicated name escapes me.
I prefer not to call him.
There's a lot of
ears perk up and go, ooh.
Absolutely. It validates them, doesn't it, really? We've learned that from New Zealand. So, yeah. So Google's employees are revolting.
Really?
Yeah.
That's great.
They're calling on this person whose name we've forgotten to bog off, basically. Yeah.
Okay. Well, apparently there were some people who ask the other people in the panel, why are you on the panel when you know this person is on there? And the response was, it's voluntary. No one's getting paid for this. It's not really an answer. It's a very politically correct answer, I suppose. It's on the fence. But it's like, challenge it, is the question. But
well, it means that you haven't even got, like, greed as a motivation for sticking there, you know?
Yeah.
Like, do yourself a favour. Why do you go in a room with this person, like, once a month?
Exactly. You should feel the hairs on your hand sort of falling off as you walk in close to the sun. Like, no, we shouldn't do this.
Also, Google has got a fine of 1.49 billion euros for abusing its monopoly of online advertising.
Well, that's just unfair, really. It's really hard not to abuse your monopoly, I find.
Wait, who's fining
that's
them?
The point about monopolies. The EU.
The EU?
Yeah, so we won't get a share of it, you know, when they've written the check.
So where's the money going to go then?
Well, the EU.
For doing?
They're going to spend it on advertising. They're going to spend it on Google Ads.
Google Adverts.
Here's the funny thing. Here's the funniest thing, though.
Yeah.
This is the smallest fine the EU has ever levied on Google.
Seriously?
Seriously. Oh. One of them was 4.6 billion.
So does that mean it has a higher chance of getting paid?
Yeah, possibly. Okay. Yeah. There'll be another one along in a while. Mm. We won't get a slice of it. Do I need to mention Facebook's live stream of a mass murder?
Yeah, I don't know how that works. I mean, why did they allow that?
Here's the thing. They reckon that of the people who watched it live, there's at most only 20 of them actually saved it and started uploading it. So all the ones that they've been playing like millions of whack-a-moles on have been spread by like secondary creeps.
Well, do you know who those people are?
Yeah.
So
why don't we go around and just round them all up? Yeah, I agree.
And it's an entire 17 minutes, right?
Some of the people that you could go and round up for spreading this video include The Mirror, The Mail and The Sun. Because all of these, while they were slagging off Facebook for not deleting the recorded video quickly enough, they all had looped autoplay on their front page of the video up until the point where he opens the mosque's front door.
Wow.
And it took them like a day and a half to delete them.
Mm-hmm.
And apology? No.
Of course not.
So there you are. Old media, new media. You know, you look from man to pig and pig to man and you can no longer tell the difference.
Business as usual.
Yep. And we won't mention Boeing.
I think you just did.
Happy day. A quick update, if we can, on that cryptocurrency exchange bloke that died.
We have no proof that he died.
That is true. We don't even have proof of who created.
We have no proof that he existed.
Exactly. See?
We have no proof the password existed.
I feel my whole life has been a lie. Well, we know the 105 million of clients' money that he'd taken in. We know that existed.
Briefly.
Mm.
Here's the funny thing, though. Transactions on the blockchain, they're all public. Yes. So somebody took the trouble to add up all the comings and goings on all his cyber wallets that are locked because the password has gone.
Yeah.
And guess what? He'd embezzled the lot while he was still alive.
If he ever was alive.
If he ever was alive.
If there was even any money.
No.
Sorry.
Okay, fine. Well, at least we're all agreed on one thing. Like, it's a ruddy great scam, isn't it?
There was some money and then it disappeared. Everything else is just conjecture.
Nobody was hurt, apart from the person that supposedly died.
If the money exists only as a set of ones and zeros.
What is money? You know?
Yeah, what is money?
Does it have to be tangible?
I don't think so. You can't pay for tangerines, I've told you about that. You go into a shop, you give them a bag of tangerines, they don't like it.
I tried, okay? You can't. You have to try.
It's all you can get at the moment is tangerines. The navels have gone really through the roof again. It's the time of year.
Well, you know, climate change and all that.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, well. And some other news about comings and goings, as you could call it. We mentioned before Flickr has been deleting excess photos from users that aren't paying them to keep them.
Correct.
Sort of ransom situation.
They
if
do
you
that
like.
Since the beginning of Flickr, really. Yeah.
Well, nice photos you got there. It'd be a shame if someone deleted them.
That's how it works, isn't it? This is the cloud, you know, like you give stuff to somebody else and they've got it, you know.
That's what happens when your stuff is on someone else's server.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, good news is Creative Commons licensed photos will not be counted at all towards the 1,000 picture limit from now on.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, you know, they said they wouldn't count them if they were already Creative Commons licensed.
Yeah.
Well, new Creative Commons licensed things will also not count against the limit.
Well, that's a loophole.
Yeah. So awesome.
Just make sure your stuff is Creative Commons licensed and public. And suddenly, you have Yay! All the storage in the world!
There's an update about how the Tumblr porn ban went.
Oh.
All the porn's gone.
Yeah, well, except the stuff that hasn't. But we can put a figure on, like, the porn diminution level. 30% their traffic is down.
So they got rid of 30% of the porn. That's what the maths means. You can't argue with the maths.
Yeah. It's correlation and causation.
But I bet 30% of the advertising income's going as well.
I bet people were just leaving because it's against the policy of life. I mean, you know, it's basically censorship.
Well, yeah.
I mean, if they're going to confuse carrots with nipples, I mean, seriously.
Yeah, that's just crazy.
What are you blocking?
I'm laughing because, well, I mean, because there's times when, you know, that's probably what some people dream of all day, you know, but
blocking nipples. Carrots.
Yeah.
Ah, well, there you go.
Rule 43 of the internet, isn't it? If it exists, there's porn of it.
Wow.
So if you want to register carrotnippleporn.com...
But does that mean Tumblr is going to shut down?
No. Okay. It's just they won't have to buy any new servers for a while.
Right. Well, that's nice, I suppose. You whittle out the 30% of people that weren't really your true friends.
They were just there for the carrot nipples. I hate those people.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's the 21st century pretty much, isn't it? Google Stadia. What do we think of Google Stadia?
I don't think anyone understands what it is.
There is so many previous tries of streaming games and they've never worked.
Well, they work.
Yeah, but they never got popular and they just died.
Yeah, nobody liked them.
No.
But they worked fine. It's just nobody liked them.
In concept, it's really impressive and great because it has a equal platform for anyone without access to a powerful machine to play a game that you couldn't have access to. But that's a nice concept.
In fact, what you're going to get is slightly more powerful ads. These adverts are going to be the most powerful ads you have ever seen.
1.49 billions worth of Google ads.
What?
Will be on your streaming, well, you know, Google.
Oh, right, yeah, because of the antitrust. Yeah, duh. Well, you could practically pre-announce it, couldn't you, though? You know, like, as you said to me, like, 2024, we'll be announcing that Google Stadia has closed down.
You know that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Nothing Google has done has been alive, apart from, well, Gmail.
Give them time.
Please don't take away Gmail.
And just to prove your point, Google Plus went to its Stovo core just last Tuesday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
Have you downloaded your data?
You were at that, weren't you?
Yeah.
How long did it take?
It was just like a while.
Well...
Just a click of
there's
a hand.
There's just one
fingers.
Post going, what's this new Google Plus thing? Let's have a look around here. And then there's like 5 years of blankness.
Yeah, just crickets. Yeah.
MySpace has lost all its music as well from the glory days.
Do people know what MySpace is?
The kids won't.
Kids won't.
No. Should ask Tom.
Sure. Tom is everyone's friend.
He knows.
He's my knows. Only friend.
He knows a lot of secrets.
I thought he was my only friend.
MySpace is what Facebook is without your parents.
Mm.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
And without any music now either.
Oh, that's so sad.
14 million artists, 50 million songs, kaboom.
Can't believe it.
Yeah, then again, nobody was listening.
True. It's just a waste of a cloud space.
But it's lots of old things that, you know, people uploaded when they were kids and then it's gone now, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I'm not going to bring up GeoCities.
It's the same thing, but with music.
Yeah, sadly.
Oh, well, you're listening to BCB Radio, which is single-channel audio frequency modulated as electromagnetic radiation centred on 106,600,000 hertz from 58.832607277 degrees north, 1.75381386 degrees west. itstuff.org.uk, that's easier to remember, isn't it? Maybe that's just me?
Maybe.
Oh, well.
I can't remember any of that.
What did he just say? It's just a lot of numbers.
Yeah.
I mean, so, how are they going to... I mean, they're listening to it now. They must know how they got here.
Ooh.
Ah, that's a good point.
You just go, you know where you are now?
Well,
we're there.
maybe Grandma tuned it in before bed and then went upstairs or so. I don't know.
And it's just left on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I do, you know. I just turn it on and then wander upstairs and, like, when I fancy a coffee, I find I've... Yeah,
does that
it's
mean
awful.
BCB is the soundtrack of your life?
Well, it's the soundtrack of my kitchen's life.
Okay.
Does the kitchen enjoy it? Does it make the vegetables happy?
The kitchen just, like, seems to... Well, it's in a bit of a decline, frankly.
Oh.
So, yeah, I suppose it's time for a big bumper singularity watch. Do you fancy that?
Oh, yes.
I'm half crazy, all for the love of you.
Well, what's today's singularity watch about?
Ooh, Gauguin. Gauguin. They can't spell it any more than I can spell Gauguin.
Oh, on the plus side, you get to pronounce it the right way.
Yeah, I suppose. Gauguin. Yeah, Gauguin.
Instead of Gauguin.
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 Anyway, it's an NVIDIA project. It turns rough doodles into, it says here, photorealistic masterpieces using artificial learning. Mm. And, you know, all the texturing stuff that NVIDIA's good at.
Yeah. I think they call it pix-to-pix or learn-to-pix or something like that, where it's different kind of models. There's a varied number of models that companies like NVIDIA or Google has been doing, where they train machines a huge amount of data, and then they fix it somehow so that you
magic.
Could... Yeah, magic. So it's like machine learning, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
So you just sort of plot someone's face into yours and then or draw a square and then it becomes Pikachu. I know, so strange.
You got to put ears on it if you want it to become a Pikachu.
Yeah.
It's not just a square.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy.
I think it's great how you can... I don't know whether it's good if you're an artist or maybe if you're a learning artist, you don't have to do as much artistry to become an artist.
So, I'm sure there's a few webcomics that are made up out of these things. I haven't seen them, but I know they exist.
It's probably like the worst thing for someone who really wants to do art is just draw a circle and it becomes this beautiful rendered piece of artwork. But on the other hand, for someone who will never be a good artist, it's a good thing.
Yeah. Oh, right. I'm glad I think it's a good thing. Yeah. it's been suggested that architects and VR and stuff like that can use it.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't know. It's such a huge amount of work going into something to create convenience for people, human beings doing convenient things without actually knowing what it's doing. So, you know,
productivity, isn't it?
Is it? Well, I mean, you're handing off license to
actual
an
talent.
Algorithm.
Yes. Yeah.
And you're not actually doing it yourself, so you don't know what's happening behind the doors. You don't know what's going in and coming out.
You're turning into William Morris, you know, Race. Well,
the problem with all of this stuff is it's butterfly farts, you know? It's that sort of thing where you can draw like something that's kind of like what you want, but if you wanted it to be exactly what you want, you've got to work out which butterfly has to fart in which location in order to modify it just that little bit to get it to where you want it to be. But if it's vaguely right, it's good. But if you want it to be precise, then you've got to keep farting butterflies.
Yeah.
So basically it's going to be the talent that elevates something into
I just mean it's impossible, basically, because you can't work out which butterfly needs to fart. That's crazy talk.
Yeah, it's just going backwards and trying to find where things have gone wrong. I mean, I'm not trying to put a negative spin on it. It's interesting. You're just experimenting, see where it goes.
Hmm.
But on the other hand, it could, you know...
Well, I was impressed until you made me think.
Sorry.
Well, as long as it does exactly what you want, it's fine. But if it's like a little bit off, then you just, you know, there's nothing you can do to fix it.
That's, I mean, it's great for like prototypes. If you want to see how things are, where things go really fast, that's fine. But in actual use, using it, you know, potentially for real life things, it's going to be a little bit hard, isn't it? Because it's all about assumptions, I suppose.
You don't have the control.
Yeah, there's no control. Still, interesting.
Okie dokie. Puts me in my place. So, let's change the subject. Mozilla, sharing the largest ever corpus of recorded voices and transcriptions and making it available for machine learning. So speech recognition moves ahead. This is 1,400 hours from 42,000 people in 18 languages.
It's wonderful. I mean, the thing about speech recognition is that sometimes if you have a very, very heavy accent, the computers don't recognize or don't know what you're saying.
The people don't recognize what you're saying.
Exactly.
If you have a heavy accent.
Yeah. So. Yeah,
but at least, you know, you can like have a two way with people.
A little bit. Yeah. You can ask them and there's an interaction. But if you have a huge library of all the accents in the world, then maybe that's a good thing. I mean, I went to the website and what you had to do was you listen to someone saying a phrase. And then you hit whether it sounds right or they're saying the wrong things. So the only bad thing about that is sometimes I think the people are not reading what they're saying. And I don't know whether they're doing it on purpose or it's a test. I'm not sure. But it's great. I think the application is on one side, it's creating a huge library of all the accents in the world. But on the other hand, it's also creating a library data collection of your voice. So is that a good thing for Skynet? I'm not sure.
Our chum Dave always shares a clip from some TV program from years ago with some Scottish people in a lift.
Yeah.
And they're all saying, all of them, all of them, all of them. Dear God, will this lift never go anywhere? All of them. 11! And yeah, so that's the problem, isn't it, really?
Yeah. Is that a clip from the future?
Might as well be.
One of the things that is a little bit wary is when people do things like fake a voice to get data out of people. So, you know, credit card numbers over the phone from your grandma or your parents. Going, I need my last CVS number, CSV, CVS, no, the 3-digit of
you
your credit card.
You failed already, unless you're attempting to sound like my grandma.
Yes, so there you go. That's a little bit of the scary bit.
Just this month as well, somebody's shown that one of the new Samsungs has this facial recognition phone unlocking technology. And they've shown that, like, this bloke's sister looks enough like him to unlock the phone. Good that.
Yeah.
It's the future.
Nice.
So, moving on. Some bloke spent a whole week this month wearing a VR headset. Let's listen in for a second or two.
Time at this point feels like a concept, only a number. Not seeing the sun set or rise, I've taken to games like Skyrim to experience the night. Also, my virtual fish needs food.
I had a restful sleep last night and woke up much later today. But I pulled out a small rowing machine, loaded up a beach environment, and rowed my thoughts away. I then calmed my mind in the hills of China, and jumped into a virtual office to answer emails while the sun rose above the horizon.
Doesn't that sound relaxing?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just thinking really sweaty head, because that's what happens to me every time I put on one of those
Surprisingly,
magic
hats. Yeah. He wasn't sweating at all. I mean, I watched the whole video, not movie.
You've got to be a special person then.
He was rowing. He was exercising head. And he didn't have that sweaty red face.
you're talking about me, aren't you?
No. In general, the Occuface doesn't have that strange thing around his eyes when you wear a headset for too long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
Is that suspicious?
Very suspicious. Very... This is obviously as faked as the moon landing.
So. Yeah. Mm. And he didn't feel an ounce of sickness at all.
Oh.
That was my biggest worry. That...
Was he looking forward to that?
No, I want to see if he was facing the same thing that I did. You know, just really? 5 minutes and I'll feel really, really sick.
Right.
Yeah, so some people are better than others. But he didn't seem to... You didn't seem to face him. He didn't face any motion sickness at all.
Yeah, well, some people just don't get affected by motion sickness. That's what it is.
I suppose. Although, after a week, he was very happy to leave the apartment. He was so happy. See, he was really happy with his dog going outside at the park.
Breeze on your face. Yes. And oh, my. Okie doke. You can Google, I spent a week in a VR headset, if you want to find that. And students at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign developed a brain-computer interface to read and vocalise the thoughts of a Labrador retriever named Alma. Aww.
Although we can't translate dog speak directly into English, we used EEG to map Alma's brain in response to different stimuli. For example, if Alma saw her master, Christy, her brain would fire different signals than if she were to see a
squirrel.
An Arduino reads the data from an analog pin and writes the data to a serial port. The Raspberry Pi reads data in from the Arduino and performs machine learning classification on the Fourier transform of the last 2 seconds of data. If the machine learning algorithm classifies Alma's neural response as treat, then the Raspberry Pi triggers a pre-recorded Alma voice to play out of the speaker.
Treat, treat. Yes, I want the treat. I do so definitely want the treat. I would be very happy if I would have the treat.
Well... Aww. Is that treat mode, like 24/7?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. I think you can tell that the headset that Alma has to wear doesn't hurt. Otherwise, Alma would be, like, going...
It would be pretty obvious if Alma is hurting, yeah.
Yeah.
So no dogs will harm in this experiment of dog whispering. That's good to know.
Yeah, robot news as well. If you spent £800 back in 2017 on something called a Jibo, which is like Alexa, but it's got a round screen for a face and it can wobble about a bit, well, you're well and truly stuffed because, like all the others, it relies on cloud servers, right? And the owners are closing the service down.
Oh, dear.
And so this is what happened.
Hey, Jibo, what was in the last update?
Well, it's not great news. The servers out there that let me do what I do are going to be turned off soon. Once that happens, our interactions with each other are going to be limited. You can learn more at jibo.com and by tapping the What's New button in my menu. I want to say I've really enjoyed our time together. Thank you very, very much for having me around. Maybe someday, when robots are way more advanced than today, and everyone has them in their homes, you can tell yours that I said hello. I wonder if they'll be able to do this.
Oh dear.
And with that, it did a little dance for the last time.
Why? Why is this happening?
Why would you do that? You're supposed to sing that song slowlier and slowlier.
That's true.
Daisy.
That's how you're supposed to do it.
Well, you know.
Oh, well, never mind. And finally, if you were the US Air Force and you were making an unmanned fighter drone to zap the baddies out of the sky, what would you call it?
Terminator.
Oh, yeah, that's a bit better.
Skynet.
Oh, you see, all this is... Mind you, Skynet's been taken. We've already got Skynet.
Skynet 2.
Oh, I know. Cyber drone.
Skynet 3.
You're shooting all round the real name that they have chosen, which is Skyborg.
Mm. Well, okay. Yeah.
Fine.
Is that like an iceberg?
They need a better marketing department there.
Fine. Quickie local events. Badonkadonk, Wednesday, 10th of April. There you go. Games meetup. Weatherspoons. About 7 o'clock at night, is it? Yeah. Something like that?
7 to 9.
Code de Dor, you just missed it. Next one, 27th of April. Ha 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 ha. And finally, it's time for, yeah, everybody's favourite, Go Home, Elon, You're Drunk. It's almost as if, like, Elon, our favourite tech billionaire idiot, knows that this show has got, like, editorial deadlines, because I thought he hadn't done anything daft this month, and then suddenly, on SoundCloud, there's a steaming hot pile of Go Home Elon got dumped. He's excreted something that he calls rap. So to show he's up with all the latest three-year-old memes, it's about Harambe the gorilla.
Well, to be fair, he's been hanging out with a lot of musicians.
Yeah.
Maybe he recorded it 3 years ago. Maybe he's just being too judgmental. Maybe he did this when it was like all topical and stuff. He just waited 3 years to show anyone because he was embarrassed.
You want me to be judgmental?
Maybe he's embarrassed.
I've not even started being judgmental yet. This is going to get us banned from the radio because it is so bad.
Go on then.
It is awful. Let's review the lyrics. All we ever do, thinking about you, we back at the zoo, man. Thinking about you, man. Man, it's a bloody gorilla. Where's my gorillas at? We miss you, we really, really miss you, Harambe.
Oh, dear. How many animals have to go dead for the amusement of billionaires out there?
Well.
Just the one.
Yeah. This'll do. So, goodbye, everybody, and sorry about the tune.